It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Sound Kitchen Flashback, a special program meant to keep your appetite up while the Sound Kitchen takes a little break. Today, you'll hear a program which originally aired in May 2010. It's about red-headed lizard soup. You heard that right. Red-headed lizard soup. Here goes.
Hello, everyone. Susan Owensby here. Welcome to the Club 9516, the Sound Kitchen. And today, it is a kitchen. You're going to hear about lizard soup. And not just any lizard soup, red-headed lizard soup, don't you know? Here's listener John Bassey from Nigeria.
It's very common in villages. That's where those stuffs are recommended. But in the town here, if you talk about them, people will think you're mad or, you know, you're some stupid guy. But I do know they are good. They are good for asthma. If you want to try them, I can show you how to prepare them.
Okay, you're in the village. You've caught a red-headed lizard. Now what are you going to do with him?
You can butcher it. You don't mind. You can keep the head as well. You can cook it as well. It's part of the dish.
So you put the whole lizard in the pot?
Provided you take away the intestines.
Okay, so you take the insides out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You can roast it to peel off the scales. You know, it has scales.
Okay. So you roast him, you peel off his skin, and you take his innards out. Then you put him in the pot. And along with the red-headed lizard in the pot, what do you suggest?
Yeah, you can add a few light pepper, some seasoning. What do you think can make you enjoy it?
Okay. Well, thinking of West Africa, I immediately think of crazily hot peppers. Right?
Very common. Well, you can try it. I think they are more funny food than that in China.
Yes, you're right. I have to tell you the truth. This is not the first time I've heard about red lizard soup, because I was in Nigeria in November, and at the airport in Lagos on my way to go up to Abuja, I saw these red-headed lizards. I was fascinated. They're so beautiful. There was a police woman there, and I asked her if I could take pictures of the red-headed lizard. And I'm such a horrible photographer that, in fact, she took the pictures of the red-headed lizards for me, and she told me about this soup. She said, I know it sounds crazy, but if your child has bronchitis, this will cure it immediately. She did, however, add that you're not supposed to tell the child that they're eating lizards, just soup.
Yeah. I personally do have a professional colleague who now calls himself once asthmatic. You know, he took the dish, you know, continuously for a year or so. And at the point he realized that he does not have that ailment anymore. And he keeps recommending it to people he knows. Forget about your position or whatever. It's a good medicine for asthma.
Good medicine for asthma. Okay.
In Africa, we are different. You understand?
Okay. Well, so what are you going to have for dinner tonight, John?
I think I'll enjoy my local Nigerian dish. We call it fufu. Yeah, fufu.
Yeah. I had that when I was there. Describe fufu.
Fufu, it's made of garri. It's a cassava product.
Okay. Anything else you want to say to the Sound Kitchen listeners?
Well, I just want to say hi to all ROFI listeners. For the first time I've been brought to air, I'm very happy. I'm really grateful to you in particular for giving me this opportunity.
To tell us all about lizard soup. Hey. Okay, John, listen, thanks a lot for being on the program, and keep listening and keep sending in great recipes.
Always. Thank you very much.
Okay, have a good afternoon.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
John Bassey lives in Calabar, Cross River Strait, Nigeria. He's an insurance broker and cook, and asked me to play this song, Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. The way. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. My mind. Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. My breath away.
That was Hero, sung by Enrique Iglesias. Music for listener John Bassey, the Red Lizard Soup Specialist of Cross River State, Nigeria. Well, I tell you, you really never know what you'll hear on the Sound Kitchen, now do you? I mentioned in the program that I had seen red-headed lizards when I was in Nigeria. I put a photo on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page so you can see one too. I'm not too sure I'll ever put one in a soup, though. Although, hey, never say never, right? I hope you enjoyed this Sound Kitchen flashback and that you'll be with me next week for another, this time with Jean-Paul Desroches, who talks about his friend the late François Dautresme, a passionate collector of everyday Chinese objects. So be sure and tune in next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here on Radio France International. I'm Susan Owensby. Have a great week.